Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. When you think of famous Vermont poets, your first thought may be Robert Frost. After that, your list might get a little hazy. But a new book aims to correct that and put a major Vermont poet back in the spotlight. Sean Griffin is the editor of the new book, From Sorrow's Well, The Poetry of Haydn Carruth. He joins us now from the Vermont Studio Center in Johnson. Sean, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Actually, it's morning where I am.
Now, in his lifetime, Haydn Carruth won a number of awards, including a Guggenheim Fellowship. But I understand you still think that he wasn't fully appreciated. Why did you think it was important to publish this book?
You know, over the long duration of our friendship, more than 30 years, there was always something amiss with the way he was viewed in the eyes of most of the literary community. He just did not get, finally, the respect that he was due, and I think it was for a number of reasons. And at that time, you know, I had the naive notion that I could try to put together a collection that would right this literary wrong. I don't know if that will happen, but I sure hope it brings some readers back to him and ignites some attention for him.
I understand that your original manuscript for this book, which is a substantial book, but your original manuscript was twice as long. You had a lot of material on Haydn Carruth.
I did. I spent probably 3 years reading every morning before work everything about him and by him to whittle it down to the major themes in the book, the four major themes. And that manuscript, when I finished typing, it was around 600 pages. And the published version now is about 350 pages, and it was tough. I had to cut people that should have been in the book in a perfect world, but it's all muscle, bone, and sinew now. There's no fat in it whatsoever.
And this book includes criticism, literary criticism. It looks at different aspects of Haydn Carruth's life, different parts of his poetry. Can you explain a little bit about what people will find in it?
Sure. So after that long period of reading, I distilled it down to four major themes, as I said. And they're all nouns to describe him and his art. And the first part of the book is realist, because he felt so much of his poetry should be based in real things, real places, real people, much of the community here in Johnson, actually. And the second was his great love of jazz and the blues, so how he tried to incorporate improvisation into his poetry and into his writing, steal the good stuff from jazz and bring it into poetry. The third is survivor. He had to go through so much to stay alive, mental health problems, long struggle with booze and smoke, a lot of sorrow, which is, of course, where the title comes from. And still stayed alive, produced over 30 volumes. And the last section is innovator, because he developed so many new forms, most notably what he called the paragraph, which he wrote in for 40 years, which is a highly evolved sonnet, a 15-line sonnet with a rhyming couplet in the middle, which is a kind of puzzle that he chose to make for himself because it was even more difficult than writing a sonnet. So, you know, he really broke form wide open, made all this poetry fresh, new again, in the way he might think of jazz and a jazz improv being new again. And I think that's also why he was hard to understand from a literary perspective or a critical perspective. He had so many different territories that he staked out, and they couldn't pinpoint one that he was either great or not great in, but he was, in fact, a great success at all of them.
Well, let's actually hear Haydn Carruth himself reading a poem. We have a recording of him at a tribute to him at the Vermont State House in 2002, and he's reading a poem called The Cows at Night, published by Copper Canyon Press.
The moon was like a full cup tonight, too heavy, and sank in the mist soon after dark, leaving for light faint stars and the silver leaves of milkweed beside the road, gleaming before my car. Yet I like driving at night in summer and in Vermont, the brown road through the mist of mountain dark, among farms so quiet, and the roadside willows opening out, where I saw the cows. Always a shock to remember them there, those great breathings close in the dark. I stopped and took my flashlight to the pasture fence. They turned to me where they lay, sad and beautiful faces in the dark, and I counted them, 40 near and far in the pasture, turning to me, sad and beautiful like girls very long ago, who were innocent and sad because they were innocent, and beautiful because they were sad. I switched off my light, but I did not want to go, not yet, nor knew what to do if I should stay. For how, in that great darkness, could I explain anything, anything at all? I stood by the fence, and then, very gently, it began to rain.
That was Hayden Carruth reading The Cows at Night in 2002. Sean, I love that poem and love hearing him read it, but I'm curious what that stirs in you when you hear his voice reading that. You knew Hayden Carruth.
Yeah, we were very close. You know, I think that poem just answered the reason, you know, why I wrote the book. I just wanted to see his voice and his legacy go on. I was with him through so many highs and lows, and watched him evolve as a great mind, as a great artist, and I was very much in support of his ability to, and his desire to make art and politics part of the poetic conversation. And so I wanted to see that come to pass, and you know, hearing that poem and hearing his voice lets me know that he is still living and he is still going on. That's one of his great poems.
He was a mentor not only to you, but to other poets as well. Why was that so important to him?
I think he probably mentored hundreds and hundreds of poets. His correspondence was overwhelming. I remember getting a letter from him in the late 70s saying he'd received 7 books that day, and I don't think it let up for the next 30 years. I think he just needed to help others like he felt he'd been helped by his close circle of who were the great American poets of that time. Adrienne Rich, Denise Levertov, Carolyn Kaiser, Don Hall, Galway Canal. They helped him. They gave him their support, their love, their encouragement. And I think he learned from that, you know, that he had to pay it forward. He had to try and help others. And frankly, he liked being a mentor, and he was just an inveterate correspondent. It tired him out, and he grew weary of it over the long haul, but he just continued to give all of his life away, all of it.
Well, and in fact, some of those very well-known poets that you just mentioned are included in your book. Sean Griffin is a poet based in Nevada and the editor of a new book, From Sorrow's Well, The Poetry of Hayden Carruth. Sean, thanks so much for telling us a little bit about your friend and mentor and about your book.
Thank you very much.
I want to mention as well, Rosemarie Carruth, David Budbill, Sean Griffin himself, and others will be reading selections from the book tonight at 8 p.m. at the Vermont Studio Center in Johnson. And that wraps up today's show. Tomorrow, State Auditor Doug Hoffer joins me. We'll check in with him on recent audits looking at the health care provided at correctional facilities in Vermont and at state worker compensation. You can send your questions or comments about those audits or others for Doug Hoffer to vermontedition@vpr.net, and be sure to join us tomorrow at noon. Vermont Edition is produced by Patty Daniels, Rick Singeri, and Sage Van Wing, with production assistance from Tim Johnson. Peter Biello directed the program. Our executive producer is John Van Hoosen. I'm Jane Lindholm. Thanks for listening.